Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, when was the NCH Kosher Hotel first opened, and how many guests can it accommodate? Last week we brought you an interview with Dr. Robert Stern of the Torremolinos Jewish Community on Spain's Costa del Sol. This week we're speaking with Rodrigo Esposito, the head receptionist of Spain's only kosher hotel, which is also in Torremolinos. The hotel offers various special services designed for its Jewish guests, including a kosher restaurant and private dining room which is used for groups. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Rodrigo.
It's a pleasure.
Can you tell us what position you have here at the hotel?
I'm one of the four receptionists. We manage the front desk here and all the things about commercials and revenue management, all kind of things that makes the hotel work.
This is the only kosher hotel in Spain. When did it open, and whose idea was it, and why?
The hotel opened in 2003, more than 10 years right now. And it was an idea of the owner. The owner has several business around Spain and overseas, but none of those business are related to the tourism. So at that time, he decided that he wanted to create a business in order to serve the Jewish community, and it was his desire, his idea to open a hotel to bring Jewish people to the Costa del Sol and make a bigger community here.
Why Torremolinos?
He has been living here near Torremolinos for a very long time. Here in Torremolinos, we have a synagogue quite near the hotel, so it was a good emplacement to have Jewish people because it's near to the synagogue, near the beach, and near Malaga as well. It's a very good location to make excursions, and even to enjoy the winter where the temperatures are not so cold here.
Why only two stars?
Honestly, I don't have the knowledge about that. One of the things could be that the building has not some requirements from the government to improve to another star, but it could be also because of taxes.
Who are your clients mostly? Are they mostly Jews, and where are they from?
The majority of the clients, of the guests from the hotel are Spanish and British. Many of them are Jewish, but they are not the majority. There is a kind of merge between Jewish and not Jewish people here. We never had any kind of problem because of that joint.
How old are your guests? Is there a general age group that comes, or just everybody?
No, we are open, and every kind of people are welcome here. Normally, in summer, the age of the guests is young people that usually spend the summer holidays here at the beach. And in winter and on low season, there are mostly elder people coming here to the Costa.
Do you have rooms for families or just for singles and doubles?
There are two rooms in the hotel that are better prepared to families. They are for four people. One of them is with a kind of a split in between the space. One is for a double bed, and the other part of the room is for two single beds. There is another room with four single beds, and the other 45 rooms are divided in singles, doubles, and triples.
How many people can stay here at the same time?
Slightly over 100 people. It's about 105, approximately.
Tell us about the restaurant. First of all, who certifies the kosher food?
Okay, we have a kashrus certificate issued by the rabbi of Torremolinos and the rabbi of Malaga. It was reissued last year because of our last reopening of the latest Leche y Miel kosher dairy restaurant we opened last June.
What kind of food do you serve?
It was specialized in Italian food. It was mostly pizza, pasta, and risotto.
Meat or dairy?
Dairy.
What happens on Shabbat? How do you serve food to the people on Shabbat?
Well, the kosher dairy restaurant that has been open during the last season didn't open on Shabbat. So the Jewish people that comes to the hotel to enjoy or spend Shabbat here at the hotel have to require the Shabbat meal service for another people in advance. We have some facilities in another room here at the hotel to keep the food warm for the whole Shabbat.
And what about elevators? Do you have Shabbat elevators?
Yes, one of the most important things here at the hotel is that the elevator is working automatically during Shabbat, and it moves automatically every 7 minutes, and it stops at every floor in the hotel.
How far is the hotel from the synagogue?
Well, the synagogue is approximately 500 meters from the hotel, so you can go there in 5 minutes on foot.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us that we might have left out?
Well, the hotel is run by young people, but the people who stay here and run the hotel are very skilled people, so we understand the needs of the whole community, and therefore we are able to serve this kind of community properly.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com.
I'll leave you now with Espera by Jorge Drexler from his latest CD, Bailar en la Cueva. See you next week.